When Aruna Kenyi visited his birthplace of Khan Suk in South Sudan this summer, the memories came flooding back. Memories of civil war and how, as a 5-year-old boy, he and his 3 brothers were separated from their parents when militiamen ransacked his village. Thinking their parents had been killed, the brothers joined thousands of other so-called lost boys, wandering from village to village, fleeing war and famine.
And then we ended up in a camp in Uganda. That's where we ended up and filled the applications for coming to the U.S. And in November 2003, we finally were moved to the U.S. The first state that we lived in was Virginia, and then after that, we moved to Maine because we knew some people that we used to live in a camp with that lives in Maine, so we decided to move here.
But Kenyi never lost the connection he feels to his homeland. In 2005, he learned that his parents had survived the war back home. Earlier this year, he voted in elections for South Sudanese independence. And as part of his studies at the University of Maine, where he's majoring in community health education, Kenyi proposed setting up a high school lunch program in Khan Suk.
I really feel the need that if children are fed, they are more likely to learn better and perform better in school. It also improves their health. So I went there with the thought of wanting to start a school lunch program. But it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be. I didn't have enough funding to start the program.
Before the trip, Kenyi had set an ambitious goal of raising $90,000. That's the cost of providing a daily meal for all 500 kids at the local high school for 1 year. With the $2,600 he did collect, Kenyi bought water containers so the students have access to clean drinking water, and he set up a sponsorship program so that the volunteer teachers at the village kindergarten can get paid. During his trip, Kenyi discovered that the children needed a lot more than school lunches.
Well, they have so much need at the school, needs such as library. They don't have textbooks at the school. There are about one textbook per one class. And they don't even have enough chairs and tables for students. Some students sit on the floor at the school.
There's also a critical shortage of teachers, with average class sizes of about 100. But Kenyi's number one concern remains the school nutrition program. The school cannot provide lunches, and he explains that means many kids have nothing to eat all day.
So they go from, say, 8 to 4. And then once they get home, they get to eat something, if there is food at home. But at school, there is really
no food at school at all.
So students sometimes, like during lunch break, they get like an hour for lunch. But most students, they come, like the distance from school to home is about 2 hours.
So they can't go home for lunch. They have an hour free where they have to just be hungry.
Right. And some would decide to just go home and not come back to school.
Aruna Kenyi is determined to continue fundraising to meet his goal of setting up a school lunch program in Khan Suk. He's approaching church groups, schools and colleges in New England and beyond for financial support. A successful nutrition program in Khan Suk, he hopes, will provide a model for other districts in South Sudan to do the same. And one day, he says, he plans to return to his country to work as a teacher. For VOA News, I'm Tom Porter in Portland, Maine.